stay with us through the commercial break? We'd like to talk to you some more.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she's just amazing, Allie Willis. You should know she wrote, she wrote those songs. I mentioned Boogie Wonderland, September. She wrote Neutron Dance for the Pointer Sisters. She wrote.
Pointer Sister, awesome.
Yeah. She wrote. She wrote the theme from Friends. You know the TV show. I'll be there for you. Allie wrote that.
Really?
Yeah.
And that's where a lot of money came in.
And Lead Me On by Maxine Nightingale and a lot more. So yeah, you should ask her about that. She'll talk about it all. So,
all right. We'll talk. This is great. A friend of Mark Thompson's here. The guy knows everybody in town. Allie Willis is with us, a songwriter for Earth, Wind, and Fire, plus had a lot of big hits on her own. It's Tim Conway Jr. We're live on KFI AM 640. But Allie, I also want to talk to you about your Detroit project. I don't go back far enough to the old Red Barn. You know, my uncles do. But my mom was born and raised in Detroit. I spent a lot of summers, you know, on the Ambassador Bridge. My parents got married in Windsor. And it was just a big part of my childhood. I love Detroit. And my mom's family, the Daltons, ran the funeral home that was right next to St. Al Francis Church. And my grandfather actually embalmed Houdini. So I love.
Wow!
I love that you're fighting for Detroit. Tell us more about the project, though.
Well, I mean, you know, I love Detroit. I grew up there in the golden years. I've never lost my love for this city that means so much to the world. I mean, what that city has given to the world, if we just stop at automobiles in Motown, that's enough, you know. But I just got sick of what everyone was saying about Detroit. I mean, there's been a sea change in attitude now. People think of it as, oh, it's very hip if you go there. But up until, you know, a couple of years ago, you would tell someone you were from Detroit and all you would hear is, oh, you know, and then what a horrible place it was and what a dangerous place.
Right.
And I always wanted to do something, but I'm, you know, I'm a self-funded artist. So I like pay for my own career, basically. And I'm always, always broke. But I thought, you know, there's two things I know I do well. I write songs. And more importantly, I throw parties. And like, if you ask me what my main skill is, I would say is a party hostess. So,
that's wild.
You know, I thought, I'm going to write a song for the city, which I did with one of my favorite collaborators, Andre Alexander, and go back and record it with everyone in the city who wants to be on the record. So in a series of 60 sing-alongs all over the city, we got 7,000 people as lead vocalists on this record.
Wow.
And that included almost every living Motown artist, you know, movie stars from Detroit, celebrities from Detroit, you know, through, you know, current people. And also filmed it. But it took, as far as the record goes, because that's really what the portion of it I'm concentrating on now and just kind of leaving the film for a while. It took over a year and a half just to log all the music tracks that we came back with. We had over 5,000 tracks, each with 10 to 250 voices on them.
You'd show up at schools and churches and all kinds. They'd literally have to learn the song, Tim, in that moment.
Oh, yeah. No, we would teach people, you know, the song. But, I mean, we went to sessions where there would be, you know, 30 bass players, 40 guitar players.
Can people hear it, Allie?
Well, so it took a year and a half to kind of log it, also to do the video. I'm also an editor and an animator and so we are in the final stages, finally, 2 years later. Yeah, and it's being mixed. We're now working with mixer who has won Album of the Year 4 times with John Mayer and Coldplay. So I'm very excited about that, Michael Brower. And, hopefully within... you know, whenever I can scrape up money to distribute and promote it and have an incredible premiere in Detroit. But we're getting close. We're getting close.
Yeah, but please come back when it's done. We'd love to promote it. Anything for Detroit. I have such fond memories of that city.
Well, that is fantastic. And I didn't know that you were from there. So that makes me even more excited.
Yeah, my uncle about 15, 20 years ago wrote a song about Detroit. And it never really took off because it was horrible. But at least his heart was in the right place.
Well, there actually have been a lot of horrible songs written for Detroit. Even one, dare I say, by, I don't want to say it's horrible, but it ain't as good as the D, that we have by written by Berry Gordy and sung by Sammy Davis Jr.
Wow.
In 1985. You can find it on YouTube. It's pretty unbelievable.
I'm going to sing you a lyric of my uncle's song, and you tell me, I'll tell you why. You'll hear why it didn't work out, okay?
All right.
Here it is. It goes like this. It goes, Detroit, Detroit City, the bars are hopping and the girls are giddy. Rah, rah for Detroit, my home, sweet home, I'm home. L.A.'s hot and smoggy, New York's nuts, and San Fran's foggy. Rah, rah for Detroit, my home, sweet home, I'm home. You understand now?
It ain't no September. Let's put it that
But, I mean, I grew up, they used to always call it Detroit, I guess, which is
Detroit,
right.
Because it was founded by a French-Canadian.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's great.
So,
that's cool.
But I love that he, you know, used Detroit as the rhyme, especially rhyming it with rah-rah. So,
I love how quickly you picked that up, because I've sung that song for 15 years and I never picked that up.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I was immediately latching on to the rhyme scheme. And just go, and then when you repeated it and I realized that Detroit was coming up again, it was like, oh, no. Oh, no.
So I'm glad I'm not crazy. It does suck.
Yeah, it sucks. No, it sucks.
That's great. Well, Al, I really can't thank you enough. Thanks for a laugh. I know it's a rough day for you. But
the laugh helps.
Yeah, but I really appreciate it. And please come back when your Detroit project is done. We'd love to talk about it for an hour or so.
Yeah, definitely. And I do want to say Maurice White, greatest soul singer of all time, underrated. Thank God, appreciated today. But everyone play him.
Yeah, well, God bless him.
Yeah. Great, Allie. Right. Thanks
Thank
for spending a few
guys.
Minutes with us.
Take care.
Okay.
All right, yeah. Allie Willis. That was great, man.
She's incredible.
Yeah.
And so many great songs, and she collaborated with Maurice White on probably, well, without question, their biggest song, September.
But what a great interviewer she is. You know, she just has all kinds of stories and a great voice.
I met her on my podcast, which I mentioned. I know I try to mention the podcast from time to time on this show because I want people to discover it, but she has more stories. You can find them. You have to go into my show, which is called The Edge. It's at edge-show.com. It's also on the KFI website. Although it's an archive one, Tim, so it may not be on our website, but it's definitely at edge-show.com. And
yeah,
listen to the whole thing.
Out.
Yeah, because that Rembrandt song, the Friends theme.
Oh, yeah.
It never came out as a single, which is why she didn't make a lot of...
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. She didn't tell the story.
Horrible.
She tells us on the show.
All right, we'll come back in and check with George Norrie, who's also from Detroit. Yeah, we're on KFI AM 640. KFI AM 640, Tim Conway Jr. here. George Norrie's up next at 10 o'clock. George, what's on the big show?
Tim, lots tonight. We're going to talk a couple hours about the mob in Vegas. That'll be fun. And then later on, black box electronic voting. Are they tampering with elections?
Hey, by the way, you are from Detroit, right?
I sure am. Born and raised there.
Yeah, we just had on Allie Willis, who's a songwriter. She wrote a lot of songs for Earth, Wind, and Fire, including September.
Ah, that's right.
And she's doing a project called Project D, trying to get a big party and a music. She's written songs and stuff for Detroit. So, man, when she's ready to release it, you'd be a perfect show to come on.
Let me know.
Yes, I will.
I'm there.
Thank you, Bob.
Bye.
All right, there he goes. George Norrie, also from Detroit. Oh, yes. All right, we got some tickets for you here, gang. If you want, we've got three pair of tickets. Front of the line passes for America's Got Talent. February 6th, this Saturday. So if you go to, or just call us, we'll give you the tickets. Caller 10, 11, and 12. The passes are all yours. 1-800-520-1KFI. You and a guest can go see the taping of America's Got Talent. It's this Saturday. Why don't you go? I think you'll like it. 1-800-520-1KFI.
I got an email that's from America's Got Talent.
What?
Saying we want you at an audition. And I thought,
are you kidding me?
How do they know?
That you love that show?
No, what I know, which is that I'm so talented.
That's right.
How are they aware of it, though, Tim?
Are you going to go there and dance and do the weather?
I don't even know them. And
I know.
Somehow, my talent is so great that I was able to penetrate.
Audience members.
Oh.
Yeah, to sit in the audience.
Oh. Wow. How embarrassing.
That's cool. No, that's cool. By the way, greatest booking of the year, I think, buddy. Allie Willis.
She's just.
That's amazing.
One of the most awesome people I know.
Maybe we'll replay that tomorrow, you know, for people who missed it.
So cool.
At least George W. Bush shares his sense of humor with Jeb Bush. They have a brand new commercial out, and listen how it ends. This is so classic.
The first job of the president.
This is George W. Bush talking about Jeb Bush.
The first job of the president is to protect America. Our next president must be prepared to lead. I know Jeb. I know his good heart and his strong backbone. Jeb will unite our country. He knows how to bring the world together against terror, and he knows when tough measures must be taken. Experience and judgment count in the Oval Office. Jeb Bush is a leader who will keep our country safe.
Jeb Bush. Right to Rise USA is responsible for the content of this message.
Please clap.
How great is that? The ending is awesome. Now, I happen to be a big George W. Bush fan, and I realize I'm in the minority, but I'm not changing just because I'm in the minority. But I do realize that he is not liked by a lot of people in this country. People think we went to war for no reason in Iraq. So how desperate is it of Jeb Bush to get George W. Bush involved in the campaign? He wanted to keep his brother as far away as possible. Now he's looking for a Hail Mary, and he's not getting it. I don't see any traction going on there. And I like the guy. I just don't see it, especially when he says stuff like,
please clap.
Please clap.
Well, he has money. He has the name.
Got a ton of money.
Yeah, and you're right. If he hasn't been able to make that happen, because those are two things that drive it, awareness and,
yes.
and funds.
Then. Money and name recognition drive it. That's why Donald Trump is doing so well. And we'll see how well Trump does come Tuesday. We'll have another big election in New Hampshire. Then we move down to South Carolina shortly after that. $100 million is going into New Hampshire for ads and, you know, advertising on radio, TV, a lot of print, a lot of online stuff. And we'll find out right now, Bernie Sanders is 31 points ahead of Hillary Clinton. 31 points. And everybody says he has no shot. Well, if he has no shot, how come he got within two or three votes in Iowa, which is a vastly different audience than New Hampshire, and he's 31 points ahead in New Hampshire? There's got to be a shot there. There's not no shot. No shot is Carly Fiorina or, you know, Chris Christie. That's no shot. But Bernie Sanders has a big shot, and I think he's going to do well. I really do.
You know, this week I had a guest in on my podcast who's talking about he's reporting from Bernie Sanders' headquarters, and the reason for that is that he knows a guy he went to college with who's Bernie Sanders' right-hand man.
Yes.
And so originally when he reached out to him, he said, hey, isn't that nice? You know, it'll be a fun experience. He said, no. I want you to come here to Iowa because this guy is going to be the next president of the United States. We're going to win.
Wow.
They have that belief. And when he told the story, I thought, wow. I mean, in that moment, you believe it. And those people who are showing up with that fervor, they believe it too.
They do. Especially the kids. They love it.
Yes.
All right. George Norrie's next here on KFI AM 640.
I make guacamole.
I know.